Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
It is time for GWBC Radio, and we are broadcasting live from the GWBC Pop Marketplace, winding it down. I think it's probably a wrap after this episode. What a delight it's going to be. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, President with Gravely & Associates, Miss Susan Gravely. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
We are doing great. Are you enjoying the show?
I have thoroughly enjoyed today. It's been wonderful.
How was the speaker?
Fabulous. She had everyone just about in tears. Mm-hmm. It was that emotional. It was just a great experience.
And that's what the GWBC Pop Power of Partnering Marketplace is all about, right?
It is all about partnering. It is all about mentoring. It is all about helping women, helping other women.
And you see that happening in every square inch of this place, don't you?
It's pretty great.
What are you doing to serve folks?
Well, Gravely & Associates is a woman-owned business, and I handle commercial insurance placement for women-owned businesses.
Exclusively?
Who do business with corporations.
Wow.
Yes.
So that is a specialty of a specialty.
It is. It's a rather niche market for me.
Are there many other players in that space?
Not many. Not many at all.
So how did you come upon that niche?
Well, I have been working in the insurance industry since 1976. I'm kind of scared to say that, but it's true. So I have a lot of experience mm-hmm. in that, and I developed it over a number of years. I have several designations, and I started working with businesses back in the early 90s. And then I was encouraged by my brother, who at the time was risk manager for Frito-Lay, and he said there is a real need for women-owned businesses out there to work in the diversity field for insurance. And I thought to myself, well, why not? Why can't I do this? And so that's exactly what I did. And with my brother's help, I developed Gravely & Associates. And we've been in business since 2002. And it's been a great, great ride for me.
Now, a lot of people maybe instinctively think that they have to serve everybody because they're afraid of missing out. And you decided to kind of deep dive in a specialized area. Did you find that was more effective?
It really was. At first, I also have another niche market that I work with, and believe it or not, it's auto dismantlers and recyclers, and I developed a program for that. And then what happened was it sort of evolved into becoming a woman-owned business through what my brother recommended, and it's been a great opportunity for me.
Your brother's a smart guy.
Yeah, really.
Where are we interviewing that guy?
I know. He would love to be here today. But he's terrific, and he's been a great mentor for me. And it's been a great opportunity because I love working with women. I mean, women understand what other women want, mm-hmm. and we are nurturers by nature.
And collaborators.
And we get it done. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. And women appreciate that type of service and attention to detail.
So now, was your involvement with GWBC and being a certified woman-owned business, has that happened before getting into the niche?
No, it did not. It was after. Yes.
Really?
I joined GWBC. I formed my company in 2002, and I joined GWBC, I believe, in 2004. Mm-hmm. And I jumped right in with a committee, and the next thing I know, I'm on several committees, and I chair the diplomat committee, and I co-chair the event committee with Kay Tyson. And it's just been a great opportunity for me to meet other women-owned businesses. And when they find out what I do, they usually say, well, you know, I need to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And it just evolves from there.
So it kind of worked hand in glove then.
It absolutely did. This is a perfect fit for my business.
And then so once you got involved, you didn't just sign your name on a list and write a check. You said, I'm going to really get involved.
I got involved. And I encourage everyone, if you are a woman-owned business and have not had the opportunity of looking at the Greater Women's Business Council and becoming a certified woman-owned business, I highly encourage them out there to do that. It is a great opportunity. We have over 1,000 women-owned businesses that are certified in Georgia, North, and South Carolina. Mm-hmm. That's huge. That's a huge market. Yeah. It's a huge market. And we have some 600 corporations that we can do business with because they recognize our certification.
Right. And it's silly not to.
It's crazy not to.
Right.
I mean, if you're a woman and you own the business, you're missing a huge opportunity.
Right. And then this is one of those organizations, though, that it, by volunteering and getting actively involved with the organization, you're kind of getting face time with the people that you want to do business with.
Absolutely.
So, right?
That is exactly why I do what I do. I love these women. I love working with GWBC. There's just a dynamic organization. But my face is out there. People recognize me. And so it's a win-win for everyone.
So now, when was the first time? So you had the business, then you decided to join the organization. How quickly was it before you were like, wow, this was a great decision? Like, had
immediately.
Really? Was that
immediately
fast?
I went to my first orientation meeting. I was a new woman.
Right. No one knew you from anywhere.
Exactly.
Right.
No one knew me. And I went to the orientation meeting and I met other women owned businesses. And when they found out what I did, they said, oh my goodness, I need to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a member a month.
Wow.
So, hey, it's the best money I've ever spent.
Right.
It's the best time I've ever spent. And not only that, I have developed just fantastic relationships, personal relationships with these women that I would have never met otherwise if I had not been a member of the Greater Women's Business Council.
And we've had a lot of people talk about how if they look at their own network, their own personal friend network now, a lot of them they can trace back to this organization.
Exactly. And I've made friends for life. Mm-hmm. They will be my friends for life.
Now, you mentioned the show. There were speakers. There's opportunities to network with these large enterprises. To get the most out of a show like this or just an involvement in the group itself, what are some of the must-haves if you're new to this organization?
Well, you should attend an orientation meeting. Mm-hmm. And we hold those once a quarter. And we also have webinars, and you can.
What happens in an orientation?
Well, the orientation meeting is something similar to what we're doing today. We do a workshop in the morning. We do a networking opportunity. We do some role playing, you know, how to get in front of a corporate, what you need to do, what your pitch should be mm-hmm. as far as, you know, about your company. And then we have networking opportunities, and we have roundtable discussions, and we serve lunch.
Well, sounds like a full day.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And our events committee facilitates that. So I'm part of that mm-hmm. program. And I do that once a quarter.
And then, and like we said earlier, get involved, though. Don't just sign up and then you should volunteer and you should really immerse yourself in the group in order to get the most out of it.
We have some great, great committees. Mm-hmm. The events committee, of course, and the diplomats committee, which is our volunteer committee. We work those signature events, just like the Pop Marketplace. We have the Voice Committee, which is basically the voice, and we help to direct public policy, meet with legislators, things like that. We have a mentor-protege program, which is absolutely a wonderful program for new women-owned businesses that need mentoring, and we partner them with an experienced woman-owned business, mm-hmm. and we talk about all aspects, insurance, accounting, marketing, you know, anything to do with your business and how to run your business. So we help that mentor-protege program takes you through a process, and you get a little graduation certificate at the end, but you partner with that mentor, and that mentor becomes almost a part of your business. I mean, they are held accountable, in other words. Mm-hmm. So we have that program. Let's see, we have the programs program. We also have the awards program because we do awards. We do the Top Corporation Awards Luncheon. which is usually the latter part of April or first part of May, where we honor our top corporations and what they've done for us during the year and what they do for diversity programs. Mm-hmm. And then we also have our LACE Awards, which is in November. It's going to be at the St. Regis this year. It is a fabulous affair. It is a gala. It's beautiful. And we have our awards for our women-owned businesses, including our Trailblazer Awards, in certain, financial categories. And it's a great, great opportunity to network, and it's a great opportunity to dress up and look your best.
And have a good time.
You know, and have a great time.
So now, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and your firm to discuss their insurance needs, do you have a website?
I do. It is www.@ Gravely and Associates, GravelandAssociates.com. Mm-hmm.
And then do you have the website for GWBC if they want to learn more and get involved?
It is www.gwbc.biz.
Good stuff. Well, Susan, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Well, thank you for having me today.
You're doing such important work here.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back in a few with GWBC Radio.